Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today's guest believes that one simple action has the power to transform our well-being, relationships, creativity, and even the way we make decisions. And that's learning to pause. Katie Cooper is a founder of Power in the Pause, an artist, an entrepreneur, positive psychology coach, and creator of The Art of Pausing, a creative well-being app designed to help us reconnect with ourselves through simple creative practice. Katie, it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Janine.
I said at the very beginning when we just had a little chat beforehand, I make mistakes and we'll just keep flowing. So,
that suits me fine.
So let's start at the very beginning, the story behind Power and Pause. When I was reading your bio, you seem to have an incredible successful career building and selling businesses. Can you tell us a little bit about that journey?
Yeah, sure. My husband and I have run a technology company for 25 years now, alongside raising our three sons. And so my background is actually in technology and running businesses. And that's led me on an incredible journey, really, of curiosity and interest in how businesses are run and how people strategize and sell them for growth and all sorts of things.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. So that makes me understand a bit more about the app. At what point did you begin to realize that success wasn't just about doing more? Because that's the thing, isn't it? We do more, and we think that we'll become more successful. So how did that change in your world?
I'm very much somebody who coaches and teaches from lived experience. And so I experienced it myself. And I suppose the modern terminology is burnout, but you don't always know you've got it. You know, you continue to function on a certain level. It wasn't until I was forced to stop work by actually making a really bad decision for my own coaching business. And I lost it overnight. And the learnings from that were just extraordinary. And so for the first time in my entire life, I paused. And it was from that this work came. I literally woke up one morning without anything to do. All my children were at school and I had never known silence like it. It was awful, absolutely terrible.
I sort of get that. I sold a business that was taking a lot of my time, and I was able to retire if I wanted to. And then I thought, oh no. So a month in, 2 months in, I thought, no, this isn't for me. But then I realized that what I wanted to do is what I wanted to do.
Yes.
And then I started falling. I mean, I've always done what I wanted to do, but then I've fallen into obviously this radio show and many other things. So how did the, yeah, because I've just told you, I sort of paused for a few months. How did creativity come back? How did that come back?
I never had it before. I mean, it was never a part of my life. My sister was the creative one. I was the academic and, you know, was always full of ambition and drive. And she was the one that was wonderfully creative. And it was never a single thought in my head. And this is why it's been such an extraordinary journey, because through that pause, through that space I had, my husband bought me a paint by numbers because he was so fed up with me kind of, I don't know, slouching around the house, almost you're feeling sorry for myself, really, like, what's next? What shall I do? And he was like, well, come and get more involved in work again. You've been so busy running your agency. I had a social media agency as well at that point. And none of it lit me up. I didn't want to do any of it. None of it made me excited. And so he bought me this paint by numbers and said, oh, just do that for an hour a day and see how that makes you feel. And it was just phenomenal. And that's where it started. And then I started doodling and pen on paper, and I couldn't stop. I was just, that's what I started doing every day. And then through that, I started actually painting without any training, any YouTube, nothing. I just picked up acrylics and got on with it. And then people started asking me. I had my first exhibition based around levels of consciousness, because that's the basis of a lot of my coaching work. And I realized I could paint emotions. It was bizarre. And no one was more surprised than me as these things came out of my mouth. I was like, did I just say that? But one day I said to my husband, I think I've painted grief. And he said, have you? And I said, yes. Can you not see it on the canvas? And then I asked a friend and she said, no, it's not grief. That looks like courage. And I was like, oh my goodness me. So I went on a journey of art being, you know, in the eye of the perceiver, literally, you know, the observer or whatever, and had this exhibition in March, about 17 levels of consciousness. I painted every one. And then everybody was invited to name what that painting said to them. And then we put it in an app, of course, into some data, and everyone had a different opinion. But on top of that, I sold 8 paintings, which was just amazing. But off the back of that, people started saying, can you show me how to do it? How can you go from nothing to that? What did you do? And that's where the creative process came from, because I had to take it back to basics. And I sat with myself and literally worked out what was going on in my brain when I started creating. And I went sort of back to my positive psychology days, back to my fascination with the brain and how it works. And that's where the creative process came from, because it's so accessible. The painting journey isn't accessible, you know, in that you need the kit.
Yes.
And I wanted this to be something that someone could just literally, back of an envelope, waiting for a train, pick up a pen.
Yeah.
And that's where it all came from.
So fascinating. You know, it feels like a little bit about my journey, really. Just the fact that when something stops, you stop, and then you know, I love the fact that you said painting by numbers, because somebody gave me a colouring book. They said, there you go. Then your brain will stop working. But actually, it had the opposite effect. Like you say, I started to colour. You know, when you go on holiday, there's all that rush to go on holiday. And then you get on holiday and you relax for a couple of days. And then all the ideas come in again. You mean? Like, oh my God, I've just seen what I can do. And you, the rest of the holiday, you know, with the sort of brain that you've got, I can see that it's always going to be something that is always there for you, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, my superpower is that I really do believe I can monetize anything. Yeah. I believe that if you bring passion to something and purpose and goodness with it, the goodness to serve and make the world a better place, how can you possibly fail? Because energetically, the world is going to seek what you're delivering, because it invites everybody to be happier or more content. So when you do something in service, I think that the world will conspire to support you in that. And I've witnessed it again and again.
So I would say, you know, I don't know if you believe in manifesting or not, but one of the biggest things that I've found before I wrote the book was that if the universe is there to help you as much as you ask it, like, so when you're obviously a very positive lady, so because you were very positive about what you wanted, the universe is going, oh yeah, Katie's doing this now, come on, let's go and have some fun and let's help her, you know, move out all those things in the way. Although it's because you're a powerful lady that will happen. So where did you've sort of given us the idea where power in pause came from, but where did it come from initially? What, you know, you've explained that you went on and had this business idea, you did the painting, etc., but you call it power in the pause. So where did that first come from?
That came from when I was sitting doing the paint by numbers, because it was the first time my brain had rested in forever. I got married quite young. We had 3 boys. We ran our own business. I built and sold a handbag company in that time. I mean, bizarre, because I'm not a handbag person at all. But anyway, I did. And I've always had this passion for growing things and sourcing. That was all UK designer-led handbags. And I built my first website doing that and sold it, and off it all went. And then alongside that was the technology company as well, and then a social media agency. And so I had never, ever stopped, ever. I didn't even know what that was. And then 3 busy little boys as well. So it was when I stopped and I sat at my kitchen table with this paint by numbers and thought, is this my life now? Is this it? You know, do I need to go and get a job, or what do I do? And that was when I literally was sitting there, went, wow, the power in the pause. Yeah. And that was it. It just came to me like, wow, what is coming through here?
Yeah.
That I've got a clean slate, a place to start from. Yeah. So, yeah, literally dropped in one day. It really did.
So this is a hard one, or a good one. Do you think society almost rewards being busy?
Yes, completely, which is why I no one was more surprised than myself to pause. And yes, I couldn't explain it to anybody why I had stopped, and everybody wanted to know what was next and what was I going to do, and was I not bored, and how did I fill my days? And I think the most, I don't know, startling thing really was, what was my role? As in, I was a wife, a mother, a sister, an auntie, and suddenly everyone was happy and occupied and busy. And what was I to any of those? And those had always defined me, they'd always led me, and being a mother and a wife always will. But suddenly everyone didn't need me all the time. And I didn't know who I was. I didn't know, I knew I was a businesswoman, but that felt like a very separate thing in my life, like I was a mother here and a businesswoman over there. And this was became a beautiful opportunity unconsciously to combine the two. What did it look like if I had a softer approach to running business, a softer approach to leading my life, so I could still be present in all the other parts of my life? And that's what I create every day. Every day I wake up and I say, what can I do today? Single step to grow, to bring awareness to the power in the pause, for what that brings into people. And it can be so small. If somebody just pauses for 2 minutes every single day mindfully, and then they start reading again because they remember they loved reading, or they remember somewhere they used to visit and they go back there. These are all these beautiful moments in life where we just. It's a biological and neurological reset button. That's what it is. And nobody does it. We just don't.
I think, and I don't know if you think this, that people feel guilty if they're not doing something.
Completely. Cultural conditioning around that badge of honor of being busy and exhausted is so prevalent. And that was me for years. If someone said, how are you? I'd always say, oh, busy, busy, busy. And I remember once going out in my car nine separate times one day. And I was so proud of myself. Well, I ferried my children around here and then sat and did a call and then went shopping and came back and took the dog to the vet and did another work call. And I remember going to bed thinking, oh, go you. What a fantastic day. But actually, what an awful day. What a terrible day. So, yes, I think we are fully rewarded for being maxed out. And that is, how does she do it all? She's amazing. How does she juggle it?
It's funny you say that because I've taken my foot off the pedal the last year. And in that year, I have started my own publishing company because I love books. So I
Wow.
published by publishers. And then I wanted to give my authors something back. So it's taken like 7 months to get to this. But I've really enjoyed it and I've done it and I've never felt guilty. And it was really funny what you said because I've taken life so slowly. 2 days ago, I was in and out of the vets. I took my car off the drive about eight times. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Why have I got myself this busy when I know now that life is better when you
Yeah.
slow down?
Yeah.
So I think that's,
I think also your range of normal moderates. So actually, when you then do have a frenetically busy day, you feel terrible. You can hardly catch up with yourself. And I think that people forget, in this whole new age that we can, practice gratitude and rewire our brain and have all of this control. What people often don't take into the equation is you can't do any of those things if you don't stop, because your brain doesn't rewire and learn while you're frenetically busying around. So how can you move your life forward and enhance your life without stopping? You can't. It's as important as nutrition and exercise and mental health.
yeah, it's interesting because I was talking to a girlfriend last night, and I said to her, "Do you know, I watched that movie. I don't know, when you have that comfy movie that you think, oh, I'll just go." And now my life has slowed down because of things. I see it, and I've seen other things that I've never seen in that movie before, and I think this is something that actually happens. So we are just going to go to a break. You're listening to Janine Lowe on Feng Shui Your Way, UK Health Radio, with my guest Katie Cooper. After the break, we'll explore why creativity is such an important part of emotional well-being and how anyone can benefit from it.
UK Health Radio. the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, hey, we're back. Katie, why do you believe creativity is just as important as sleep, nutrition, and movement?
Good question. I think that the more tools that we can understand and learn about that give us alternative ways to pause as beneficial. And I think we're all very knowledgeable now about journaling, meditation, taking walks in nature, and all of these things that we know are good for us. But often these things don't suit people. You know, they maybe live in the city, or maybe they have, you know, attention disorders that make it difficult to settle to things. And the creativity came through because of the effect it had on my own brain of being a really busy person. And when I went back to basics and did all the research, there was all this evidence about how these short intentional pauses can directly stimulate the vagus nerve, and how they break the amygdala hijack. And that moment of pause between action and reaction, if you can fill that with something that takes you out of your overthinking brain, your brain very often sorts problems for you. It's a bit like giving it an automatic filing system. And when people tap into creativity, they are so unconscious of what they're doing because they get in their flow state that often the problem they bring to the creative process has resolved itself by the end of it. Whereas meditation is something you tell yourself to do, it can be very hard for some people to master that. And there's a sense of guilt and overwhelm that comes with not being able to silence your overthinking brain. And people then start saying, I'm bad at it, I'm good at it, I can only do it for 2 minutes, I can do it for 30. And it becomes a competitive thing. And it's a little bit the same with journaling. You know, if you're self-conscious about your handwriting, or you've never been someone that's felt comfortable with literacy, journaling can feel really, really difficult. And the wonderful thing about creativity is it's as old as man. You know, being able to pick up a pen and make a mark is available to everybody. It actually doesn't matter whether you can read and write. You know, we've been making marks on cave walls since forever. And this is really tapping into that primeval way to hijack the flight and fright. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because I'm going to be one of those, puts my hand up, I can't meditate. But as soon as, because my mind feels, but as soon as I get into creative mode, and my friends laugh because I did some knitting for the village for something. They wanted all these poppies or something to make a church thing. And I listened, then this woman came, would you like to join the yarn bombers in the village? And I'm like, no, I can't do that. I can't sit in a group of women knitting. Go, oh, just come along. I have to say, I went along, there was 45 people who knit.
Wow, amazing.
And I realised that the repetitiveness of what I knit, I don't knit all the things, but say they have something they want to do, the repetitiveness of doing the knitting that we're trying to achieve, like candy canes for Christmas or something, literally brings me down rather than meditation, because I'm being creative.
Yeah. Absolutely. So your vagus nerve is settled. And I think that's what I always say to people. They usually come back to me and say, often I can't draw, which is why I deliberately call it a creative process, because it's not drawing. And there is absolutely no right way to do it. I have a process that I take them through, which hopefully becomes familiar with for them so that they can tap into it at any point. But other than that, it's entirely up to them what pen they use, how they create what I'm asking them to create, and what that looks like at the end. There is no, because this is such an extraordinarily unusual process, there is no right or wrong with it. So I found with crafting projects, and I love to do cross stitch and crochet and things, there's still a sense of, oh, it doesn't look like it should. There's still a sense of, oh gosh, look at theirs, that really looks like a mouse, and mine looks like a bundled whatever. And so I still found those crafting projects had a constriction on me.
Yeah.
And so I set about creating something which had no judgment behind it. It's literally what you create. There is nothing to stand it against. It's, you know,
yeah,
amazing. It's extraordinary.
So do you coach people in this?
Yes. What I, the offering that I have is I coach one-to-one, and the clients that I coach one-to-one with usually come to me because they've fallen out of love with their business, or they want to maybe run a business in something that they think is still a hobby, or, and they don't know how to bring that passion and purpose back into what they've been doing. Things have probably got a bit stale. Yeah. And they will come and we'll go through everything. I absolutely love the tech side of businesses, so I can't help but do funnels and things like that at the same time. The other part of my brain clicks in. And I love the sort of techie, you know, setting up a challenge and all of these things. But I also just love to help people tap into their passion and purpose. And sometimes that's through creativity, but often it's through conversation and positive psychology and the skills that I've gathered over the years. But I then also present my art of pausing at other people's retreats. Somebody might invite me to come and do a session for them, and I love doing that, just bringing it into what they're doing. I run my own retreats, and then I have the app that I'm building, and we'll also be having an online community where people can join me monthly to create around a specific topic as well. So I have several different ways that I bring it to people.
the break about the app, which I'm very interested to know more about. But can I say, ask you one question before we go to the break?
Yeah, sure.
But people who say, I'm not creative, which they do, because
all the time.
Yeah, all the time. I work with people, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that. What do you say to them?
I say we're all creative. And who told you that? When did you first learn that? Most of the people who come to work with me have a huge set of limiting beliefs. And when you break them down and you ask, why do you think you can't do that or you can't do this? It always goes back to childhood. It goes back to something somebody said to them once. And often with creative pursuits, they're considered, you know, like the poor relation to real life. You know, you do creative pursuits when you have nothing better to do, or if you're not academic, you know, God forbid, you know, that, you know, if you can't do maths and English, then you go and do a creative pursuit, don't you? And you're considered sort of a lesser being somehow. Whereas often really creative people have extraordinary minds. And, you know, I always say to people, we are all creative. That's basically what I say. And why do you feel that? And just pick up the pen and see what happens.
Oh, God, I could tell you a story, but this is about you and what you're doing. I'll leave that to after the show. So you're listening to Janine Lowe on UK Health Radio with my guest, Katie Cooper. After the break, we're going to be talking about her app, which seems very exciting, bringing the pause into everyday life.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you.
You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, hey. So, we're back. Right, for someone listening today who's feeling completely overwhelmed, where should they start? And we're talking about your app and how that's going to help them in that sort of thing, if etc., how that goes. So over to you on that one.
Thank you. So hop along to the Apple Store and search for The Art of Pausing. And you will find my app there. It's got a lovely little logo of just a pause sign. And when you open the app, after sort of joining, and you can have your free trial for 7 days to see if it suits you, you will be asked to choose an emotion. So my app is based at the moment on 12 separate emotions because I use levels of consciousness, a wheel of life and emotional work through a lot of my coaching. And I know there's a big school of thought that says, you know, if you name an emotion, then you give it life. In a negative way, as in just work with the feeling, not naming emotions. I like naming emotions because it gives people an opportunity to understand what they're feeling. So they'll be given a list of 12 emotions, and each one will have 3 little words, a subtext underneath. So let's go with overwhelm, because that's a very common one. Yes. They'll be given 3 words underneath, you know, too much. And then you click on overwhelm and you will be given 2 options. The first option is to pull a card from my card deck, which is all based around emotional growth. And that's just a very quick 30-second. You've got on the app. It's given you a little lift and get on with your day. Or you can choose the creative process for overwhelm. You click on it and it will then ask you where you're feeling between 0 and 10. In overwhelm at the moment. No judgment. It's just a data point. And you put in, let's say you're feeling very overwhelmed, 9. And it will then come back with a supportive statement for you for this current state that you're in. I mean, there are thousands in this app, I cannot tell you. And then you continue and you are then taken to a creative process. Now, these are videos that I've recorded and they on average last about 30 minutes. And it will take you through the art of pausing process. And the one at the moment I'm focused on is called the Pause Portal. There are more in the pipeline, but this is the particular one. And there are 8 steps that you're taken through during the drawing process with some very gentle music. And it explains a little bit along the way about what each one is doing and why it's important. And you're basically going to frame your page. You're going to bring your energy from your hands onto the page. You're going to draw a focus point. You're going to have a portal shape, which represents that energy. And then you draw lines from that energy out to the edge of the page. And you end up with a thing called permission pebbles, which are repeated affirmations as you draw a shape, supporting your new state that you've achieved through the drawing. And then when you get to the end, you finish and you're invited to load your drawing, take a photograph and load it into the field. And the field is anonymous and it's just a way of gathering all the energy behind all the creative pieces. And you're able to look through and I hope one day there'll be hundreds of them, hundreds of creations that people have made. And then it will ask you how you're feeling. And with any luck, you're feeling less overwhelmed. Let's take it back to a 4. It will then give you a supportive statement to move on with. It will record it in your data, your profile, and off you go.
Yes, that's amazing. I mean, genuinely amazing, because it gives you, it's like having your own little coach in your pocket, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And my hope for people is that there are 12 emotions and each drawing process or creative process is subtly different depending on the emotion. So let's say for focus, when they draw their crossing strokes out from the portal, they're very direct because focus is a direct energy. If you're in overwhelm, they might be direct through the portal and then have a softness towards the edge of the page. And so there's I've put a great deal of thought and work into, even though it's the same process, which I hope will become really familiar to people so they could just tap into it by themselves, there's a subtle difference with each emotion. And my hope is that I will have four or five different processes for them to work with, and they might have a favorite. So at the moment, it's the pause portal. The next one is something around constellations. I haven't quite worked it out yet, but that will have the same. And I also want to do more emotions as well. I don't want there to be hundreds to choose from because that's overwhelming. But I also want to, at the moment, I haven't done one for confidence. And I'd like to maybe introduce one around working through grief as well and things like that. So there's huge potential within it. And really, I just want to get it out there and see what people think of it.
So that's interesting. So you don't use it daily, or you can't use it daily.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. It's literally, I want someone to wake up in the morning and think, I've got half an hour this morning. I'm not quite sure what to do with myself. There's something gnawing at me. I've got an anxiety about something. I know what I'll do. I'll just press the app and do some drawing. And you can stop at any point during the process. You might decide to do the colouring in the evening when you've got time. But I just want people to fall in love with the feel of pen on paper, colour on paper. The things we used to do when we were at preschool and primary school, which brought so much simple joy. Mm-hmm. And you'll rediscover colours that you loved. And you'll start looking at colouring pencils in shops. And, you know, all those sorts of things which just give us a release, a relaxation, you know. And the mantra I have with it is the pause creates a space, the space creates awareness, and awareness creates change.
And what I like about what you just said is that the app has is that you start in the morning, you pause and then you can go back to the evening at the time, because we all, you know, I'm going back to we live crazy lives where, in my case, I've slowed down and I'm enjoying it. But I am definitely going to get this. I am 100% going to sign up for this app. It just interests me. And one of the things that, you know, we've talked about is creativity through this. And I think this is my own personal journey, that when everything stopped in 2020, as a feng shui consultant, I was traveling the world completely, and suddenly I couldn't travel the world to do my feng shui everywhere. So I wrote a book. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My mom said to me when I was doing English, you'll never pass, you'll never get an O level, all this sort of thing. And she died 3 months before my first book ever came out, which is a thing. But what happened in that pause time that we were given, that people do become more creative, but we don't give ourselves time. So one of the things I'm going to ask you is, how would you suggest the listeners find time in the day? We're not being condescending, listeners. We're just trying to give you, you know, from an expert talking about pause, Katie, how do we find that pause time? Where do we find it?
Well, it's so easy to answer that. Every time you sit down and scroll on your phone, there it is. So we're busy, busy people, aren't we? But are we productively busy? Are we sensibly busy? Often not. So every time you're doing something that is not aiding your life, you're wasting time in a way. So I would say to somebody, every time you sit and scroll on your phone, you could literally be picking up a pen and paper right then and there and doing something. I would say to someone, every time they are shopping online when they don't need to be, then that's it. And it's a replacement behavior. It really is. And it's about learning to value that actually you can achieve more in your life when you slow down. And the strangest thing about being happy to pause, happy to stop, happy to sit and be creative is that then when you are productive, my goodness me, you get through the work. My working hours have become a third of what they used to be. And I am so much more productive because I'm focused on what I'm doing, because my brain is not frazzled. Yeah. So from the point of view of finding the pause, finding the space, it's a decision people make that actually they want to bring depth to their life, greater meaning, to get back to who they really are. And that's a choice we make. It's probably no different than deciding you're going to go to the gym.
That's such a good analogy. I love that. So have you got any stories or people who've started to use the app, and how has it touched them?
Oh, wow. Yes, so many. And this is how I knew it was going to work. So I'm very much led by my intuition and led by my own experiences. And I was acutely aware when I decided to put all of this together that it might not land. I've had many missteps before of feeling passionate about something and getting a lot out of it myself, but it not landing for other people. And I think there's a huge temptation when you are a businesswoman and a creator to go ahead and create things without seeing if there's actually an appetite for it in the first place. But I felt so led to do this that I actually didn't mind. I just knew it would work. But I've had so many wonderful stories. So I had a lady that actually came to an in-person day, and she wanted to reapply for art college. She had been going through a divorce, and it had been part of her old story. And she had shut the door on it years ago, being creative, being an artist. And she had been sent this application form, and she had it on the back burner. She didn't know what to do with it. So we had my day. And at the end of it, she came up to me and she said, "I know exactly what I'm going to put. I know exactly what I'm going to create. I have to do a series of drawings. I have to submit this thing." And she pulled up her art of pausing, and she showed me this beautiful little creation up in the corner. And she said, "You see that? That's it. That's what I'm building on." And that was just wonderful and unexpected. I've had other people trial the app for me and report back to me that they started doing it because they have had sudden and horrible grief, and they don't know what to do with their days. And they just set the intention that they would just do this once a day. And there's noticeable reduction in their anxiety and their... they can't find peace at the moment. And they said after half an hour of drawing, and sometimes it stretches to an hour, they just have a sense of peace that's hard to find anywhere else. So that's really beautiful and rather lovely that it's full circle back to the painting I did around grief. Mm-hmm. And just people do it when they're bored. I've had people send me photographs from airports. "Oh, my plane's delayed. There's so many people here. It's so busy. So I'm just sitting in the corner drawing. Wow. And I feel peaceful. It's just taken me out of my body for half an hour. I forgot I was in the airport. I forgot how busy it was and how hot it was." And that's beautiful. And a lot of people just report back to me that it's given them something to do in those moments where they know they should do something that's good for them and they just don't know what to do.
Lovely. So before we wrap up, can you tell us a little bit about your... Well, you have everyone together. I've forgotten what the word is for a moment, where you have your retreats.
Yeah, sure. My retreats are mostly hosted in Somerset, a beautiful venue down here. I'm lucky to live in a really beautiful part of the world. I have to remind myself every day that people come here to go on holiday when we're complaining about the traffic from everybody. But my retreats are hosted here in Somerset. I will probably have another one coming next spring. It's also where I tend to hold my exhibitions as well. But my next exhibition, I think I'm going to take on the road. That's my intuitive art, so different to the app. But I think this one I'm going to take on the road because I enjoy them being immersive. And I'd like as many people. So next one, I think, is going to be a painting series around sound is going to be my next one. So and that's the sort of bit I do for me. That's the intuitive side I tap into, separate to the app, but all very creative nonetheless.
I love that. I love the idea of on the road. I can see you in a car with him. Just on your way.
Paintings in the back.
Going, I don't know. So before we end, where can people find your app? And I know you said it's on Apple.
Yes.
What's your website? What are your socials?
Oh, thank you. Well, my website is thepowerinthepause.co.uk, and that's where you find all about me and all of the things I do. I also have Instagram, which is the_powerinthepause. And I also have, I'm also the intuitive creator as well on there for my artistic side. And the app is on the Apple Store, and Android will be coming soon, I promise, for those of you. Gosh, that will be another life's work, I'm sure.
Katie, it's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your, you know, sharing your journey. And that's what I want the listeners to know. You know, she wasn't a niche, obviously a creative, but how she's sharing it, her journey with you in this new app, I think is amazing. So reminding yourself today that pause is very important. If you'd like to learn more about Katie, Power in the Pause and the Art of Pausing, please visit her website and download the app.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.